This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When listeners call in and thank me, I want to say to them, I thank you. You're so amazing. We've got great products that enrich your life. We are barely in the black right now, but thanks to God, we're there. InfoWarsStore.com, great products you need. Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock. We also have the great prebiotic fiber that's back in stock. It's the best you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted 40% off. And a big sale on BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, 50% off, and so much more. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com today and please buy something or make a straight donation, a one-time or recurring. You can just go to the support, the broadcast. It says donate right there at the top. And that's how you do it. Again, I thank you all humbly for your support. Sam in Tennessee and then Mountain Patriot, you're on the air.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So I don't think we're going to see the nuclear war with Russia yet. And getting straight to the point, the reason why I say that is I think that if we are going through the seven seals, that is buried in the fourth seal. And I think we've got a little bit of a buffer because I haven't seen the exact conditions of the third seal yet. This is only my second time talking to you. The last time you were very generous. You let me speak about this for 6 minutes, and I went back and looked at the online of it, and your staff even put together slides. I was very impressed, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
But the third seal is a measure of wheat for a denarius, three measures of barley for a denarius. Don't hurt the oil or the wine. So the way I take that is denarius was a silver coin in Matthew 24, today's wage. If you took our Federal Reserve note, minimum wage, translated that to an Israeli shekel, we're talking about 150 shekels today, right? And that measure was a choinix. It's 1.92 pints. Let's just say a quart. So I'm looking for a quart of wheat in Israel for 150 shekels. Once I see that, third seal's done. We're waiting on the fourth. Then I think it could take place. But, I mean, it's just a theory, but it seems like things are kind of slowly but surely going in order. I think at some point they're going to pick up, but I almost feel like the good Lord is stalling because he wants more people to wake up, and I could talk about that for a while, too. But I think we've got at least a little bit of a buffer, a little more time to get the word out, a little more time to get ready, but we have to be watching this vigilantly. More interruption of wheat crops, wheat transportation supplies, any of that stuff to Israel, third seal's open, and then we're ready to go.
Well, God definitely gives us all the signs. Thank you so much, Sam. Mountain Patriot, last caller before Kate Daly takes over.
Oh, Alex Jones. Want to take an order, please?
This is fentanyl, the Chinese dragon. Take your fentanyl.
Oh, I like a Kung Pao chicken, please.
All right, we've had comedy yesterday. We can't do more fentanyl today.
Well, things sure have changed since we cracked a beer at the Barton Springs protests.
Protesting the lockdowns.
Yeah, that looks like kiddie stuff now. I'm just wondering if the globalists have some kind of ace in the hole with Putin, sort of the way they did with the Japanese in Pearl Harbor, and they'd already cracked all the codes, and they kind of knew what Japan's every move was going to be.
Well, we know that. They've been tracking all the Russian communications, and the Russian soldiers keep using cell phones, so that's one of the big ways they're getting targeted.
Right. Yeah, I just I can't help but think that we're being set up for a big false flag of some sort, because that's the only way that the U.S. can come out, on top.
I 100% agree with you that this is the season of false flags.
Yeah.
Remember, just a few months ago, Zelensky fired missiles into Poland and blamed Russia and called for nuclear war immediately. That man is a maniac.
It's the only way we can pull off the moral superiority, to false flag, blame it on Putin. And then we can talk about, we showed so much restraint with Putin, but it's really time to put the hammer down. And never forget that Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the president for the last 6 years.
As you said, if I get elected, I will attack Russia. All right, excellent point. Sorry to cut you short. Great job, callers. Great job, crew. Great job, Dr. Boyle. Kate Daly's a great syndicated talk show host in her own right, has amazing guests on. I always enjoy listening. She's about to take over. I'm going to eat my lunch, take care of some business while she hosts. The Owen Schroyer is coming up at 3 p.m. Central.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you today. I have so much to go over, so many headlines, so little time. But my first guest, I can't wait to get to this because he is, in my eyes, a hero. He is a physician in Utah that was just indicted. I think it probably took like 100 agents to deliver him a piece of paper, as it always does. But this doctor actually acted in the best interest of his patients, and now he's indicted for the accusations of, well, the government's accusing him of this, of course, for dumping the shots down the drain and not giving the patients those shots. And I just think he's a hero. I think we could clone him. We need more of him. But Dr. Kirk Moore joins me, and I'm so excited to have you on the show, Dr. Moore, because you know, your message for everybody right now and what you're going through right now, I really do hope people help you with this, because this is where we need to concentrate our focus and our help, is to help other Americans fight this really tyrannical government. Can you tell everybody what happened?
Yeah, I can. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
So January 11th, I got a visit from, 11 or 12 agents from three different agencies, and they confiscated my phone and the phone of my office manager. A week later, I woke up to an email that I had been indicted. It wasn't until actually the day of my arraignment that we actually got the paperwork that I was indicted, and two of us still haven't even received the paperwork. So it's kind of a, weird scenario, but ultimately that's we're indicted on three counts, fraud, conspiracy to commit fraud, and then aiding and abetting.
What fraud would that be exactly? Because I think of the government as a fraud, so it's kind of funny that it's the pot calling the kettle black. So what are they actually accusing you of?
So they're accusing us of basically defrauding the government of $25,000 worth of COVID vaccines because we didn't administer them the way that we were supposed to administer them. Fraud for then also having filled out the cards and presented them to various agencies that they had been vaccinated. And then aiding and abetting, I guess, means that we helped other people to commit crimes as well.
And the crime would be that our tax dollars actually paid for the shots. So it wasn't the government's money, because they only have money because we have money. So they took this money from us, paid for these shots without our consent, and then turned them into government property, and then accused you of not dealing with that government property as you were told to do, kind of like a Stasi. I'm just trying to get the overall gist.
Right. So it's kind of like a circular, right? Like a circular firing squad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite bizarre, actually. So a bunch of agents from all kinds of agencies, right? Just about every agency they could muster up, I think, that might have been in the area. came to your office to present this, but then you weren't really served till the next day. And some of your people haven't even been really served yet. But they said, so basically what they're saying is patient confidentiality does not exist. The patient is not allowed to request something or have privacy in the room with the doctor. That none of that confidentiality exists anymore in America. I'm kind of getting that picture.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Right from the get-go, right, this whole COVID thing has been, there's just been no interest in the health of the individual. It's all been couched under the terms of public health, but there really isn't a concept of public health. Public health is individual health. And if you don't have individual health, then you can't have public health. So, again, it's kind of a catch-22. But ultimately, yes, I take care of my patients the way they ask me to take care of them.
Yeah, which should be every doctor in America should have the liberty to do that. The patient should have the liberty to do that. Why is government inserting themselves in your office visit?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I was indicted, and one of the statements in the indictment is that because of my political views, I didn't want to give them their shot. Or I don't know where politics comes into medicine. It has nothing to do with politics. It was a discussion that we had with, correct. It's about health, and it's about me doing no harm and me being the person that I have aspired to be my whole life. I've been practicing medicine for 22 years. I graduated from medical school. My 30th reunion comes up in March. It's not something that I just took my oath, last week.
Right. And so a person comes to you and they're worried about being in an experiment, which we all were, right? I don't want to be in an experiment. You don't want to be a guinea pig in an experiment. And so when they said safe and effective, the elephant in the room was everyone knew they were lying because no one could have known that because it's not true today. So there's lots of information coming out now, finally, about the shots and the damage and the death that they're causing. And so I'm not even sure how this case could go anywhere because if all you have to do is look at the evidence of what's coming out and it's being admitted to. So it's really strange that this is really over people not wanting to be part of an experiment. The experiment, the evidence coming out and saying the people were probably right, the ones that said, no, I don't want to be part of the experiment. But the passport, the vaccine passport, the ID, this is just shown to an employer. It's not shown to anyone else, really. I mean, honestly, or maybe to get into an NFL game. I don't know. The ludicrous nature of that, too. But I can't see where the wrongdoing was. I think the wrongdoing is in the tyrannical government making people be part of a government experiment.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that. I mean, and like you said, the data is out. The NIH just last week, with Fauci as the main author on it, came out and said that, let me just read this. It says, that the data shows that the shots are probably not safe, and they probably wouldn't be approved. How does that not change the whole narrative, right, in and of itself? Cleveland Clinic came out with a study, that said the more vaccinated you are, the higher your risk of getting COVID. The UK and Australian governments say the higher your risk of vaccination, the higher your risk of death. 92% of the deaths in the UK government over a period of time, I don't remember the exact dates of the study, but 92% of the deaths were in the vaccinated. So, it's a crazy narrative right now, and it's a crazy time to be alive.
I'm just so sorry you're going through this. You can go to the website StandWithMoore, M-O-O-R-E, and help him. And this is really where I think people need to draw a lot of focus and attention. People want to know what they can do. And here's the deal. When you can help somebody to overcome the feds and the tyrannical nature of how they do it and why they're doing it, it's a really blank, they're really blanket charges because they don't have a vat of money. Those shots are not government property. They were actually shots that they approved through our tax dollars. So if you don't want to take one, why should you have to? And the other thing is patient confidentiality. I think we all think that that is occurring on a daily basis around America. I'm grateful to those doctors that stepped out of that probably did the same thing. I'm so grateful that there were probably many doctors doing this. And I'm so grateful for you. We're going to go to a break in about a minute, but I have to say, I'm really proud that you listened to your patient and that you didn't have, you know, your head in the sand and that you weren't just piping in NIH talking points. I'm actually really proud to know you. I think this is amazing that you could stand up in the face of that.
Well, it's an oath that I took, but it's also just an ethical, moral value on my part. I'm doing what I feel is right. I'm doing it based upon my knowledge and based upon what I've learned and based upon everything that I educated myself on. It has nothing to do with trying to be against the narrative or with a narrative. It's just what I learned on my own and, you know, what I taught myself.
And you were right on the money, apparently, because as the evidence comes out, they're slowly leaking it out. They've said they have hope, no data when they rolled the shots out. It's all coming out. I'm going to come right back a little bit more with Dr. Kirk Moore. I wish we could clone him in America. We need more doctors that stand up to this nonsense. And it had nothing to do with politics. It was about health. Be right back on The Alex Jones Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With you on the Alex Jones Show today. So happy to be with you. And, of course, my guest, Dr. Kirk Moore. What a hero. I gave you the wrong site, though. You know, it's just, hey, it's been a long week already. In the world of politics, it's always a long week. StandForMore.com. Stand for, written out, F-O-R, StandForMore.com. You can go there and you can help him to fight this, and he needs your help. I know there's a lot of other doctors that did this too, and I'm so grateful for all of them that did, and they're making the example out of Dr. Kirk Moore, and it's pathetic at best because of what they're trying to charge him with. It's about as bad as the January 6th thing. It's just trumped up charges, and absolutely a patient can choose. So, Dr. Kirk Moore, what do you want people to know about this whole scenario that you've just been through and that are going through right now? Because it's an uphill battle for sure.
Well, it's definitely an uphill battle, and we're at the start of it. Again, the bottom line for me is that it's not about me necessarily. I mean, I'm kind of the tip of the spear in a sense, but this is about, you know, personal freedom, medical freedom, and our ability to kind of, you know, choose what it is that we're going to do or what we're going to put in our body, and what we're told that we have to put on our body in order to participate in society. We've never had anything like this before. So, you know, walking around like, you know, with papers in your hand and a passport that says that you've gotten some sort of a shot makes you, you know, an appropriate person in our society these days. It's a scary concept. Yeah.
And all experimental. And they'll sit there with a smile and say, oh, yes, it's completely safe. We know it's not. You know, when they served you, they had all kinds of agents come because they had to show their muscle and their might. It was kind of a clown show. And they all, you know, muscle up with all their gear and they all come. But there was lots of agencies involved. I found that to be so incredulous that that they show up like this as a show of force. It's amazing to me for something like this.
Yeah. So Homeland Security was there. The FBI was there. And then the OIG's Department of Health and Human Services was there. So it was three agencies, you know, typical, I guess, some sort of a task force that they put together to kind of make this all happen.
Yeah, for sure. And so what happens to the people that came to you? What happens to them?
That's a good question. I've been instructed to not contact anybody. They're all part of my patient database. So I push back on that. I have to take care of my patients. So if they come into me and ask me to do something, whether it's a surgical procedure or just to answer a medical question or whatever, I'm going to take care of my patients. But I'm not reaching out to them. So I don't know, whether there's anybody out there that has been contacted by them, talk about what they had done.
Wow. And you know, you were saving so many people early on. You were listening to the right doctors. You were listening to those outspoken voices, the ones we all know, the ones that have been on this show. And I'm so grateful to you. What made you realize what we were, this whole farce early on? What made you realize?
I had time when we had our shutdown here in Utah for that 3-4 week period, 5 week period, whatever it was, to just sit at my home computer and just read and learn more about it. And, you know, everything that I read and everything that I got and all the podcasts and all the people I was listening to, that's kind of when I first, quote unquote, met, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough online, listening to his, you know, his discussions. I listened to Zev Zelenko and watched his video when he talked about sending the video, short video podcast to the president. And it just all made sense to me. Nothing made sense about sitting back and not treating people, that we never do that in medicine. We don't do it in any aspect of medical care. And yet here they are, you know, our government agencies telling us, well, just sit back. And when these people are blue in the face and they can't breathe, you know, we'll bring them in, put them on a ventilator, give them some remdesivir. We'll kill them 80% of the time. And, you know, and if the 20% that survive, hey, good on you. So it just didn't make any sense to me.
I know. I saw it firsthand, and it was a crap show. The whole entire thing. It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch doctors cave to the NIH, where we realize as a nation how socialistic our medicine is now. The directives coming down from the top, and it was scary. Actually, it was really eye opening, scary. And I'm so grateful that you were standing up for your patients long before. Like you said, this is about health. It has nothing. They want to politicize it. But it has everything to do with your individual health. And I thought we still lived in a free country. I know I'm mistaken, but I thought we lived in America where you could actually choose what goes into your body or not. I didn't know that we were under a Stasi that gets to direct that very, very move. So interesting. It's interesting times, right?
If we can't control what goes into our body, then what do we have control over? I mean, that's
I don't know what's left.
Right. So, I mean, this is the last kind of our last stand, I guess, to some degree. I mean, if we can't control what medications we take, what, you know, what shots we take and or, you know, what surgical procedures we're allowed to take or not take, that just that's the loss of any element of freedom that we have left. And that's the reality of it.
We're already chattel. And so if we have to show a card to have a life, and that card depicts the fact that the government can shove anything into our arm, and it doesn't matter what it is. It's mice leukemia, as Judy Mikovits points out. It's all kinds of stuff in a blender. And it doesn't matter what it is. Then we've lost. We're already there. So I love that you were standing up. And I'm sorry they're making an example out of you. They must be very, very desperate. I know that many, many doctors did this. I know they did, because I know many people. The numbers that they put out there, I don't think are actually pretty accurate on that many that got jabbed. I actually think it's far fewer. And so I'm really proud that you stood up and that there are doctors out there who do really care and understand health. They're not there as a pharma drug lord. They are there to make sure that they stand up for the health, and I applaud that you've done that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And that's really what it comes down to, is just taking care of my patients the way I always have, based upon, you know, what I feel is best and what they feel, you know, that they're looking for. And, you know, I, you know, when you start taking medications off the shelf and the government starts buying up all their hydroxychloroquine so that we can't prescribe it, and the pharmacists are telling us that we can't prescribe it, and you just go to those extremes. I've been on 3 humanitarian trips to Africa, and I prescribed hydroxychloroquine for all 100 people on this trip, and so I know exactly what the medication does. So then to have them come out and just make false claims about how unsafe it was and how all these people were having these PR segment increases and we were killing people, and then the narrative that, you know, all these hospitals were backed up because of all the deaths from the ivermectin and or the hydroxychloroquine. It was just crazy. And to go to those extremes is absolutely nuts.
Yeah, the only crime taking place here is that the government was able to use the law enforcement at their behest to accuse somebody of not giving the patient what the government wanted to give the patient. So it is insane to me that this is actually taking place in our country. I can see this in other countries, but not ours. And so please go to standformore.com, standformore.com. Thank you, Dr. Kirk Moore, for joining me. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Help him out. Standformore.com. I'll be right back. More on the Alex Jones Show. I have a lot to share with you, so stay tuned.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, katedalyradio.com. And, you know, doing this live every day, and like Alex, it's such an interesting thing because the headlines come out. You've got fear campaign after fear campaign after fear campaign. I wonder how much more trauma we can take. I don't know. Train wreck. And UFOs and American Chernobyl. So much, right? So much. So I just want to mention just maybe a few things. First of all, help Dr. Kirk Moore, standformore.com, because he needs the help. And we can't do this alone. When one American is in trouble, we really need to go and help those Americans fight in the court system, because this is where they're going to gain that foothold. And you know that our justices now think that everything is done by precedent instead of the actual Constitution. And so you don't want these precedences going forward that are going to really basically, well, look at the agencies. they're not about foreign interests at all, are they? They're about making it look like average patriots like you and I are domestic terrorists. That's their real job. And that's where they show up all the time. So there's a couple of things. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about, of course, but it's just amazing. Let me start with the Super Bowl. Is it fixed? Are there scripts? I guess we could have a long conversation about that someday. It's like entertainment, probably a lot like the world wrestling. But that is just an opinion, because honestly, I could care less who wins. I'm not into Valentine's Day. That was yesterday. I'm not into football. And so a lot of things that I'm not into, I mean, I can comment about objectively. OK, and so this is one of them. I could care less who wins. But I'm telling you, there's just so much more to this. And I think you probably know that, too. It always comes down to a weird call in the playbook that no one ever has heard of, or some sort of, it's like a tax code, the NFL playbook. So it's kind of interesting in that way. And they pull out the call that kind of makes the difference in the game, if you know what I mean. You know, during the Super Bowl, they had the words "and racism" in big, huge letters painted on the field. Somebody paid for that, obviously, and wanted that on there during the entire game. But I couldn't help but notice that so many of the multi-million dollar black players were also on the field. So that was kind of strange. I mean, I guess if it was an all-white football team, I guess you could understand the lettering of "end racism." But the fact that Black Rihanna, or Red Rihanna, however you want to call her, plays for the halftime show, and then you've got a lot of multi-million dollar black players playing, just not quite sure how that adds up. Shouldn't it have said ended racism? Just throwing that out there. Yes, Rihanna played, and the racism in America goes forward, I guess. She shows up in a red bra and on a platform with a bunch of white puffy bunnies dancing around her. It wasn't a good show. It wasn't very entertaining. They actually would have done better. Maybe even somebody like Garth Brooks, who's an actual entertainer, or maybe somebody from, you know, like the 80s or 90s. I don't know, because most of the crowd is going to be a little older. Might as well appeal to them. But of course, they had to drag Rihanna out there, maybe to support the end racism tagline at the end of the field now. Speaking of football, what is Damar Hamlin hiding? It just seems really strange. His nonprofit got about $10 million. He'd been paid more on top of that by Pfizer, maybe, to shut his mouth. I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out there allegedly. But it was strange. You know, he was in an interview, and he just basically didn't want to say much about anything. You'd think he'd be so excited that his nonprofit got millions and millions and millions of dollars, but apparently not the case. Interesting. So every time, I want to talk about UFOs for a moment, too, because it seems to be in the press, the alien invasion, the alien invasion. So let's talk about this for just a moment, okay? Back in the day, Orville Wright, you remember good old Orville Wright, back in 1947 on July 9th, there was a piece written about him, and this was in Dayton, Ohio. Orville Wright, 1947, who invented the airplane, said today that a flying saucer craze was the government campaign to get us into another war. Yeah, I can't make this up. The 75-year-old scientist said it is more propaganda for war to stir up the people and excite them to believe a foreign power has designs on this nation. He said it was dished up by the government to support current State Department campaign to get us into another war. Wright criticized the publicity given to the saucer stories and said there was no scientific basis for the existence of a phenomenon supposedly seen by hundreds. Oh, Orville, I'd give you a big giant hug if I could. A big giant UFO hug. So here's the deal. 1947 was also the year that the CIA came booming out with its new official title. And, of course, we had just formed the UN. Just so strange that back in, I think it was 1915, in a government conference with Japan, they had, or maybe it was 1922, one of the two. They had talked about the fact that, hey, you know what we really need is a big alien scare to make sure that we get that world government kicking in for us. So I thought it was interesting going back that Orville talked about it in such a very, very brazen way and made sure that he told people this is a complete farce. And I love that. So when we talk about the alien thing, I sure hope people realize that this is just the insanity of government. And the article that you just saw, the 100 sea sky disks, but facts lacking. Facts will always be lacking, honey. This is from 1947 News, and it says, skeptics converted, but it also says this at the bottom. Hints of experiment by armed services add to mystery. Hints of experiment by armed services add to mystery. No truer words could have ever been spoken. This is when we started getting locked out of our bases because, you know, classified, really classified stuff's going on in there. So you can't really see anything. I know there are people that feel like, well, there's been some abduction, so therefore it must have happened. How do you know that wasn't an LSD trip? Because that's usually when you saw those abductions was after the introduction of LSD. I'm just saying that maybe the farmer in the field could have been part of a scientific experiment for the armed forces. They were shoving LSD into everybody at that point. So I'm kind of thinking that might be the case. But also the fact that why after the millennia, all they want to do is probe us in the rectum. I don't know why this is, but it seems as though aliens are just preoccupied with probing us, bringing us into a spaceship, probing us for all of our life, and then returning us. All we need to do at this point is to basically, I don't know, share with them what pronouns are. I think they would immediately throw us back down to Earth and return us from whence we came. But I do think that this whole scare, you know, I looked at in history, there's 13 different things shoring up the alien narrative before the 1940s, 13 instances officially. All 13 instances through the periodical of time basically are talking about a falling star. That's basically what they're describing, but they turned it into aliens. There were no green men. There were no saucers. We invented that. In fact, in the 1947s, they called them sky disks and saucers for a reason, and then started coming out with all of the movies based on little green men with giant eyes that are coming to get you with their long fingers or long little ET fingers. And then Steven Spielberg was put into high gear with his movies and also to prop up this narrative. It is interesting, too, that in the 1960s, they really started pumping this with the moon landing, too, because then, of course, my gosh, you really had to focus on space. Again and again and again in the news, right? You had to. And so I do find this interesting that they also said in this article, 100 sea sky disks, but facts lacking. There will always be facts lacking. And scores of conjectures heard as a result of queer sight. That's exactly, I'm taking the words right out of the article. Boy, things have changed, right? But there is more support to support that Christ was born than there is a flying saucer. And so whatever we saw up in the sky, I'm going to guess that no matter what it is, it's something that our government invented a long time ago. And we didn't get to hear about it much, except it's up in the sky and it's saucer-ish and it's round and it probably houses little green men that are trying to get us. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Glad to be here. Just observations. I always love observing the news because it's quite entertaining, actually. I don't know how much more fear they can get away with. I'm not quite sure how many more directions they can go. But I do feel like something's coming this summer. I think that they're doing something. Either that's going to be with the money system. They're kind of prepping us for that. They're prepping us that we're not really safe because even the skies, oh my gosh. You know, I just want you guys to have this public service announcement for sure. We should have started out with this. My balloon can save your balloon, and your balloon can save mine. Okay? You just remember those golden words because they're true. We still haven't gone after the contents of what we shot down. I guess we just don't care what's in that. It's just so much easier to call it a Chinese balloon, too. Somebody asked me the other day, why don't the Chinese get angry when we call it a Chinese balloon? Honey, they didn't get mad either when we called it the Chinese disease either. The COVID, the blovid, they didn't get mad at that either. They're not going to. They're in our pocket and we're in theirs. They own so much of our country now that it's pretty sickening. And our government's right there to do their bidding. So it doesn't, they're not going to get mad. They love being used in this way. I absolutely think so. And they don't mind it. They're getting access to our country in return. So, and they have been since little ol', and I really do mean, sorry, I can't talk today. Little ol', I think Kissinger has now regressed to like 2 feet 4. Anyways, Kissinger made quite the advances with the Trilateral Commission and all of the other things he was doing in a very treasonous way against our country, that little Nazi, when he decided to put China into our country and make sure the Democrat Party benefited their every move. Remember that, Clintons? Anyways, so I want to talk about Ohio for just a second. Ohio, in October, they actually, in East Palestine, not only is it Amish country, the only vaccine control group that we have, that actually is proof that you do not have to do what the government says to be healthy and that your immune system is not located with a needle in a vial. It's actually God-given. But this is Amish country, and they're calling it the American Chernobyl. Now, the media won't touch it, of course, because it's a real story. But here is, in fact, the fact that in October, they actually introduced that QR code. I'm sure it's been talked about on here, but they introduced the My ID QR code in October that actually can give patients the ability to be recognized quickly. Wow, that worked out. My gosh, so glad they rushed in with that. I mean, that was really beneficial. And you know what? Birds die, fish die, people get sick. People have headaches. No worries. You just drink that flammable water coming out of your kitchen sink. Not a problem. I can't wait for the good old government PSAs. You're fine. You and Flint, Michigan, you're all good. No worries. Anyway, people are told to go back and lots of weird events are going on. But what else is going on? I mean, you did have the shot now on the schedule for children as of 4 days ago. So the CDC put the shot on the schedule for kids while everyone else was focusing on balloons up, up and away, while they were focusing on balloons and UFOs. Kind of amazing, isn't it? The distractions. Look here. Here's a UFO. So we have the thing in your arm for children put on the schedule, and we have chemical explosions and train derailments like crazy. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? You know, it kind of makes some room, I think, for the new train. Remember how I talked about those train contracts and how those trains are now being built as well with all of the facial recognition? I mean, to the ninth degree, these trains are going to be absolutely outfitted. It's just amazing that trains keep getting destroyed. Strange. And then, of course, you have all these chemicals being released. Wow. Kind of strange, isn't it? All right. So with that being said, we've got all these distractions. Yes, we've got all these things happening. And our little Chernobyl incident, not quite so little. Not quite so little. We need to pay attention to that. But you know what I love? I love the fact that I love a good false flag in the morning. That's what I love. Woo! It's like drinking a sip of a hot beverage and it just kind of goes through your body and you're like, oh. And you know why I love a good false flag in the morning? Is because, honestly, stay with me on this one. It actually says they're that desperate. They're that desperate that they still don't have total control of the nation, that they have to act like lunatics in presenting us false flags all the time. It's actually good news in a way, because the second we don't have a false flag is the second our country is actually over. Because that would mean that it's just the Stasi. They can get away with whatever they want to do, right? I'm just making an observation. False flags are a good thing. They show how desperate the government is. They show that there's not enough people to go around, so multiple people have to be at the same false flag incidences. And when they are, what's really fascinating to me is that through all that trauma, as that dark cloud follows over their heads, they're still able to rush into a camera or rush to a journalist to get that story in print. That says a lot for those trauma patients who have actually been through, let's say, 3 rounds of lightning, because that's basically what the odds are, to be struck by lightning 3 times in your young life before the age of 30. Really amazing. But you know what? They push through all that trauma, and they use the same people over and over again. I guess they don't think we're bright enough to figure that out, but I find it fascinating because crisis actors, when you're that desperate and you can't get enough people to serve as a crisis actor, you just go with the same ones. It kind of makes sense, actually, right? And then, of course, you've got to be desperate enough to have, in Dr. Kirk Moore's situation, you got to have Homeland Security and the, I don't know, Gun and Badge Club and then the Equipment Club. And then you've got to have like the CIA and the FBI and the ATF. You got to have all these clubs. And they put on their little puffy jackets and they got all their cool equipment from the War Department. And then they come in with their guns ablazing to like serve a warrant, you know? And you think, wow, they're that desperate to show their might that they've got to act like that to regular citizens. I'll never forget interviewing Roger Stone. And Roger Stone goes, I'm an older guy. I'm an older dude. And they actually use their swamp crew. The swamp crew, you know, the crew that has to dress up in the swamp stuff. Because I don't think too many people have ponds on their properties, like average citizens. So they had to use the swamp crew to come in from the back of the house. And they came through, they came muscling through, you know, just wearing that new swamp gear they got from the War Department. And they come through and they have like 70 agents there, right? 100 agents to serve him. He goes, they could have just knocked on the door. They didn't really have to act like that. I remember locally, there was a guy that was arrested and there was a Boy Scout troop hanging out at this house and just a regular Boy Scout meeting. And they terrorized. FBI comes swinging in, ATF, Homeland Security, got to serve a warrant, got to serve a little piece of paper. But it took like 30 of them to do it, maybe 50. Anyway, they come in and they terrorize the Boy Scouts, terrorize them. I don't know what you get out of that. Somewhere in the back of their mind, I would imagine they have kids too. And I would imagine when they show up as a clown show to somebody's door and they kick it in and they act all beefy and cool like a big giant meathead, and they knock down the door. Do they feel dumb when they do that? I just have to understand, because when you're handing somebody a piece of paper, you have to act like it took all that muscle to serve a piece of paper. They wouldn't do that to good old Hillary. I mean, they would just knock on the door with one agent like Peter Strzok and go, oh, hey, Hill, sorry to do this. Can we do this for a photo op? Nope, they do it with the average citizen. Kind of makes you sick, doesn't it? But I guess there's enough meatheads out there and guys with badges. They got to show off the muscles with the ripped, you know, uniform and the big puffy jacket. They got to show who they are, right? I mean, they got to show us that they could take us down any second if they wanted to with all their guns. So I just wanted to point out the clown show that's involved with the desperation now. And you know what? The more desperation they show, the more that they do this, just remember that the government has to do this in order to get the fear up, in order to ratchet it up to the 10th degree, 9th degree. They have to do this. Why? Because the Constitution's still in play. That's why. And they know it. It's still there. It may be hanging by a thread. They've abused it. They haven't listened to it. They won't acknowledge its existence. And if you say you love the Constitution, you're a terrible patriot. You're a domestic terrorist patriot. But you know what? It actually involves so much desperation to try to sell you on every one of their stories. Their false flags are so pathetic at this point. They use the same MO over and over again in the shooter. They either shoot him dead or we never see him again. They use the same crisis actors. They use the same storylines. They're as bad as Hollywood. Hollywood hasn't had a new storyline in decades. Same with your government. Same with our government. We have to live with this. But guess what? That's the good news, is that as long as they have to do this, we still have our country to a certain extent. There's the positive spin today. There's the positive news for you. I'm so glad that you tuned into the Alex Jones Show for this hour. So appreciate you. And I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Thanks, Alex. And see you next week. Thanks, you guys.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.